Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
And welcome back to the Carson Anderson program. Gator with you today from Lions practice. Doug had to leave a little bit early, but no worries. Be back the rest of the week. We take your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. And we had asked the question, coming out of the interview we did with Jared Goff, what was the one thing you took away out of that talk? What struck you most? And got some response to that from Chad in the truck. I think hearing Jared Goff's compliment of the defense and how it's going to be this year is a good sign. We needed to hear that. Also about Hutch. We need a solid defense to win this North Division. Again, that's from Chad in the truck. And then we have this one. Goff saying Hutch reminds him of Aaron Donald the way he's a disruptor in practice. Says a lot. I can't wait to see him out there healthy. That's from Jamie. And I would agree. I think we're all very excited to see what Aiden Hutchinson looks like, what this defense looks like in real live action once the regular season starts. We're going to see a little bit of that on Wednesday and Thursday while we're out here practice because they'll have joint practices with the Miami Dolphins. And I still maintain you get way more out of the joint practices than you do in the preseason game because you will actually see the ones versus the ones because it's a practice. So I'm looking forward to that. 248-539-9797, the telephone number. We're also asking about the backup quarterback situation. And certainly Kyle Allen took a big step forward on Friday night, and Hendon Hooker looked like he took a step back. Turned the ball over twice, had it jarred loose from him. He didn't necessarily throw the ball poorly. He didn't secure the football. And the second fumble was the one that had Dan Campbell saying enough's enough, and out came Kyle Allen for the following series, and he finished the rest of what would be the end of the game, unfortunately, for both teams as we had that injury to Maurice Norris early in the fourth quarter. But is the quarterback competition, the backup quarterback competition for the Lions, is it over now? Do you think it's done? Like, is it done in the sense that Kyle Allen's got this? He's the better quarterback. It's clear after two preseason games that he is. Or do you think that there still is wiggle room and an opportunity for Hendon Hooker to overtake that? 248-539-9797. Kang, I will ask this question of you. Do you think the backup quarterback competition is over?
I don't want to say it's over, but I think Hendon Hooker is well behind. I know it's kind of a cop-out answer right there, but I mean, you know, I think Doug said earlier in the show, you don't have to make a decision right now. And so if I had to make a decision right now, yeah, it's over. I think Kyle Allen won the job. That's me saying this from my couch, watching what we can watch, right? I don't get to see practice every day like they do. I don't get to evaluate the film like they do. I don't know how, you know, getting in and out of the huddle during practice, how each guy looks. But as far as I'm concerned, if decision was made today, I think Kyle Allen wins the job, and the Hendon Hooker thing is over. And that doesn't mean Kyle Allen is actually going to be the backup when we go deep into the season. I mean, a couple years ago, they released both quarterbacks that were backing up Jared Goff. So the Lions are in a different spot than some other teams. They are in a win the championship. They have the ability to win the championship right now. And so when you go to the playoffs, there's a reason why they brought Teddy Bridgewater in last year, is because if for any reason, and it actually did happen, Goff had to leave the game in that playoff game, they had to go to a guy they trust that can run this offense and possibly just manage it at least enough to get the win. And you got to be able to trust that guy. So hopefully whoever is the backup, whether it's Hooker or Allen, they can trust that person, that quarterback, to help lead this team.
Yeah, I'm of the belief that I'm kind of like you. I think there's a pronounced leader right now, but there's still a couple weeks left in the preseason, and you don't have to make that decision now. I think there's a strong step in the direction of Kyle Allen. But like I said, you go back a week ago, Kyle Allen looked terrible in the first preseason game, and he looked really good last week. Hendon Hooker wasn't asked to do a whole bunch in the first preseason game. He was 3 for 6 and should have been 4 for 6 with a long pass that was stripped out of the hands of the receiver. But then he turned the ball over twice on Friday night, and he can't have it. Like the first one, all right, I'll brush it off, say you're trying to make a play with your feet. You've rushed out of the pocket, and you're flushed out of the pocket, and you're trying to make a positive play. But you got to take care of the ball, and it got knocked out of your hands. That's not good. All right. Get out there another opportunity, and then he starts driving. The team is moving downfield. I forget if the second fumble happened inside the red zone or was just outside the red zone, but they were moving the football. And then he takes a quarterback sack on a play where he saw the rusher the entire time. The guy's coming right to him, and he didn't secure the ball well enough, and it got jarred loose, and you know that game was over for Hendon Hooker. If you're, you know, coaching staff, do you think that they're just going to say for the rest of the preseason, all right, now we got to get Kyle Allen up to speed, give him all the reps? Or is this still a situation where there's competition? 248-539-9797. I think it's pretty close to being done. I think maybe next week that you'll find that it is done. I can't imagine. I mean, look, as much as I like Hendon Hooker, I don't know if there's a whole lot that he can do to turn those fortunes around. I don't know who's going to play next week. Maybe they bring some more starters into play and give these guys a more accurate look. But Kyle Allen looked good, really good. And I think it's all but closed the door. A lot of people think otherwise. A lot of people think that, no, that door is shut. There's no way in hell that he's going to get that opportunity. And I can understand that as well. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number if you'd like to text. Let's go to Dan in Detroit. Dan, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, welcome, guys. How you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm super. You know, my thing is we've had, you know, I believe is it going on 3 years now with Hooker? And in my opinion, I just don't see the progression. You know, with Allen out there watching him, he looks so much more comfortable and fluent, even when he was dropping back in the pocket. And it seems to me Hooker just, he's like a deer in the headlights out there. And maybe this ain't the right system for him. Maybe we cut him and he goes to another team and in a different system suits him better. That's just my opinion, guys.
Yeah, it might be. And thanks for the call. I appreciate it. It might be. But in fairness, it's really been – this is the second real training camp he's had. The first training camp he came to, he didn't really participate much in it. I believe he was on a pup list that whole time, so he couldn't even get reps in practice. He was able to throw before or after practice, and we did see some of that on the field. But you know, as far as
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Actual practice was concerned, he wasn't able to until, I think, much later in the season. So this is really the second training camp he's had. But, you know, other quarterbacks have been able to make their mark at that point, or at least to separate themselves and say, oh, this guy's going to be the backup, or this guy deserves to be a starter. And, you know, fortunately for the Lions, if we're talking about the backup quarterback in training camp, normally it's one of two things. Either it's because the starting quarterback is not good enough or he got hurt, or there's nothing really of substance so far that has developed that we need to discuss. I mean, we're talking about the backup quarterback situation. Fortunately, and knocking on wood here, they've got an excellent starting quarterback. An excellent starting quarterback. You know, but no matter how you slice it, Jared Goff's a top 10 quarterback in this league. It's interesting. The Athletic just came out with their different tiers of quarterbacks, and a top tier was a team can win solely based on the quarterback play alone, that the quarterback can take things over. And there were 5 quarterbacks on that list. 5 guys made that list. It's interesting who number 5 was. We'll talk about that next. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.